members who may have just joined our call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, we'll work those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Rob, you there?
Yeah, I got you. Now it just finally came through. But before we talk about your game on Thursday against Central Michigan, talk about how preseason camp has gone for your team, whether you guys have been able to stay healthy, and whether you feel like your guys are ready to go this Thursday.
Good, yes, and yes. So, you know, had a really great training camp. Really excited about it. The organization structure, how the kids approached it, the work we got done was outstanding. Got out of it reasonably healthy. Had a, you know, one foot surgery by a redshirt freshman, Andre Bebalt, which will be probably 8 weeks or so, which is unfortunate. Had a couple of nicks and knacks, but, you know, we're entering the first game fairly healthy, and hopefully we can stay that way over the next couple of days. And then
opening with an FBS team is nothing unusual for you. For your guys, do your players enjoy the challenge of those games, and how do you address them as a head coach?
You know, I think they enjoy it. I think they certainly, you know, look at the opportunity to play, you know, that level of football, because I think everybody grows up, you know, with the, you know, the aspirations of playing at those levels of football. I think the MAC is slightly different than probably going out and playing a Big 12 team. You know, I've been at both of those levels. I spent a lot of time in the MAC, and I, you know, they used to, you know, all the MAC teams start off with a quote-unquote money game, when, you know, it was always tough to handle, because more times than not, you ended up with a loss out of it. You know, occasionally you'd be able to knock one out, but the kids always enjoyed the experience going into the big stadium and that kind of thing. And I think, you know, going to Central Michigan, it's not like you're going into Penn State or anything, but, you know, I think they'll enjoy the plane flight and the experience in going. But, I mean, our guys are really locked in on just playing, you know, playing someone different, as I'm sure all the rest of our coaches are talking about. You know, the preparation is getting close to being concluded, and really looking forward to seeing what we have and how we operate under live fire.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to look at your team both offensively and defense, and we'll start on the offensive side of the ball. Eight starters back from that unit, and Jordan Vassano stepped into the quarterback role a year ago and played pretty well, but I know you had some transfers that came in to challenge him. What's the situation at quarterback as we head into the season?
You know, our quarterback situation is completely different and better. You know, Jordan came in a couple of weeks before training camp and said that he was looking to do something different with his academic career and decided to, you know, not participate with us. So I think that he's ended up at Trinity College in Connecticut. From last I heard, I don't really know. But in the process, you know, our whole quarterback evolution started with Wes McCoy leaving the program. And that's when we started to investigate any kind of transfers, in which case we came up with a number of guys we looked at and settled in on Tyler Harris, who was a grad transfer from the University of Central Florida that Coach Kennedy, our offensive line coach, had coached when he was there. And we had him up, and he committed to us early. And then we were looking at our running back situation was a little tentative in terms of behind Cooper, because we had an injury during the summer to Marky Clark, which was one of our backups. And we were looking at an athletic kid named Juwan Lawson, who was out of the University of New Mexico, who was an option quarterback that we thought might be able to answer a piece for us as a running back, slot receiver, wildcat quarterback type of thing. But as it all turned out, with Jordan leaving, you know, we ended up having a really good three-way competition between Harris, Lawson at quarterback, and Vito Priori, who was the, you know, only returner we had on scholarship. Battle it out over the course of training camp. At the end of the day, we've got Tyler Harris, who we named as the starter last week. Juwan's going to have a role in the offense and will play. And Vito earned himself a full scholarship and, you know, very, very secure at that position with the addition of a true freshman, Jakari Grant. So we've got that position pretty solid. Now they got to go out and play well. But quarterback position was good. The offensive line is, you know, a year older, you know, stronger from the offseason. You know, we got, you know, as everybody has, is depth concerns, but, you know, we've got a good group that can we can roll out there and feel very confident with their abilities. We're able to replace Charlie McKeeman with two guys, one Joe Kenny, who's a big, you know, sophomore kid that's a fullback H move tight end type guy, and Tyler Burke, who was a transfer in from Maryland that was a linebacker that we made the transition to tight end, and we're very pleased with his performance. And then our wide receiver core is just, you know, really excited about that. I think, you know, we brought in, you know, three very talented young freshmen that really four of them that will play. We've got the returning group from last year, which I think was very solid. So I think, you know, offensively we've got, you know, the pieces of the puzzle. We've done a good job getting them in, you know, to take advantage of their, you know, skill sets. And now we've got to go out and execute our offensive plays and score points.
You touched on Harold Cooper a little bit. He struggled with some injuries early, especially early in the season, but caught fire late. And I'm assuming going into senior year, he's pretty highly motivated. Talk about the year expected from him.
Well, he's probably really motivated now that I left him out of the conversation when I talked about offense. But, you know, thanks for the save. But, you know, Coop is our guy. I mean, you know, I think that what we've done with offensive structure has created even better opportunity for him. Really hoping that we can put a year on the table for him and where he can, you know, excel statistically and get the recognition that he deserves. He's a dynamite player that can both run it and catch it. And, you know, he's, you know, I think that we've really established ourselves schematically to really take advantage of his skill set. So, you know, really looking for him. He had a great training camp. You know, he's rock solid. Strength-wise and running very well, so looking forward to seeing what he can do. And then in the back, backing him up, you know, you got TJ Anderson, who's a senior kid for us that is a big, you know, big back presence. And then we made a transition midway through camp with Lorenzo Bryant. That seems to be a very good move from linebacker to running back, and he's another 220-pound running back that has got some ability to catch the ball and drive and do some good things. And so I feel, you know, good about him, but I'm thrilled about Coop, and we're really looking forward to seeing what he can do this year.
And then just before I let you go, touch on the defensive side, 10 starters back on a unit that really had some flashes and showed some improvement as last year went along. How have those guys looked in camp?
You know, they've looked good. I mean, like everybody, I mean, they've made a lot of improvement. You know, you're sitting there. We played a number of young guys there last year. You know, they're a year older. You know, they're third or fourth time through the install and the understanding of what we do. So there's a better knowledge of our schemes and techniques. But I feel very good. You know, we've got probably eight guys we can play up front. Linebacker, we've got, you know, some solid guys, Justin Hogan returning for us. We've got a number of DBs where, you know, I feel good about our safety spot and our corners. We've got enough of them where we can, you know, do significant packaging in terms of nickel and dime personnel, that kind of thing, to match some of the spread sets. But you know, it's a good group. They're playing well together. Now it really becomes like anything else in the first game is how well we can get out there, execute and tackle.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for your time today. Look forward to talking to you all season long, and good luck at Central Michigan.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.